Hi, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how we can ask our lover for more sex or sexual encounters without being creepy. I think it's relevant for all people. I really love this perspective and framework. So here we go. Today I'm bringing you an excerpt from a blog post by the fabulous sex educator Charlie Glickman. Glickman is a veteran sex educator, having been intensely studying sexuality for 20 years. He has a PhD in sex education, is a somatic sex educator, and has written a great book on prostate pleasure. You can find him at makesexeasy.com. There's a link to this blog post on the show notes page for this podcast, which is 167, over at pleasuremechanics.com. We're going to dive in now. Open quote. I'm going to leave aside the men who are deliberately intrusive, obnoxious, or predatory. I think that dealing with them is a different issue than what I want to focus on at the moment, because I think that different strategies are needed. Instead, I want to focus on the guys who have good intentions, in the sense that they don't want to be creepy or invasive, but still end up being perceived that way. Then Glickman goes on to say later in the blog post, one of the biggest reasons that some men come across as creepy is that most of us never learn good ways to ask for sex. We hear messages that tell us that it's important to communicate about sex, or that we need to ask our partners or potential partners in order to get consent. But there is very little guidance on how to make that work. So is it any surprise that there have been so many men seeking advice from pickup artists and the seduction community? Yes, a lot of them are looking for ways to manipulate women. And many others are simply looking for the social interaction skills that they haven't learned yet. So in that light, here's one way to do it that doesn't depend on misdirection or manipulation. It won't work in all situations. It's probably best for men in pre-existing relationships, although it can work in some flirting contexts. 1. Let go of your attachment to the outcome of your desire. If you go into the situation with a specific goal in mind, i.e. getting laid or getting laid in a specific way, you're attached to a particular outcome. That tends to skew your actions because you're trying to push things in that direction. The more you can leave things open to possibilities, the more room you can give your partner. In a world in which women's sexual agency tends to be taken away, this simple, although admittedly often difficult step can go a long way to increasing her safety with you. And that makes it much more likely that you'll get something that you want. Bear in mind that there is a huge range of sexual activities that can be lots and lots of fun. Stop focusing on intercourse and discover how many other possibilities you have. They're not lesser options, they're different options, and they all count. And as part of that, let go of the idea that anyone other than you is responsible for your pleasure or orgasm. Nobody owes you sex. Nobody owes you an orgasm. You and you alone are responsible for it. If someone else chooses to participate in that process, that's up to them. And conversely, you don't owe anyone else sex or orgasms. You have just as much agency around their desires as they have around yours. 2. Start off with making it clear that you're asking for her consent. Asking someone, "Do you want to have sex?" may sound like you're making room for consent, but you need to remember that we live in a world that tells many women that they can't say no. If you genuinely want to have her consent, and you want her to believe that, try starting off with something like, if you're in the mood, if it would turn you on, if you're into it, if you're feeling horny. These kinds of phrases do two things. First, they let her know that you're offering her a possibility rather than making a demand. They invite and require her to make a positive statement while making room for her to say no. Second, they remind you that she has just as much room to say yes or no as you do. This can help you manage and contain your sexual energy until you get a clear statement of consent from her, and that is a good thing to practice. 3, follow up with a statement of your desire. I would like to have sex with you. I'm in the mood for a blowjob. I'd love to tie you up. It would turn me on if we tried that new vibrator. I'd enjoy kissing you. By making a clear statement of your interests or desires in that moment, you're giving her an idea of what you want. Be honest and direct. Don't ask for something that you think she'll say yes to, while hoping you can take it further once things get started. If you have difficulty asking for what you want, practice it when you're alone sometime. Find the words that are authentic to you, and come up with phrases that feel more natural when you say them. When you directly and clearly state your desires, when you can own them, you are speaking from a place of power and strength. This is a major shift, because most of us actually feel powerless around sex. We're taught that women are the gatekeepers, and men have to beg, bribe, convince, or coerce them into doing what we want. When we feel powerless, we often slip into patterns of passivity, which can lead to passive aggression or violence. When we discover our power, we can let go of either of those and be strong. 4, be ready to talk about what comes next. Since you've let go of your attachment to the outcome, you'll be able to let this start a conversation about what you each want to do. If she's not in the mood for A, what about B, C, D, or E? If she's just not into having sex right then, you could decide to wait until later, jack off, or if it fits within your relationship agreements, find someone else to ask. All perfectly fine options. 5, practice. Learning new ways to talk about sex can seem really difficult at first. We don't have many role models for it, and a lot of men have internalized shame about sexual desires and/or talking about them. You could practice with each other sometime, which gives you the opportunity to tell each other if any phrases are especially good or particularly challenging for you. And of course, you could ask her to practice asking you for sex using this framework or something else. It would give you each some deeper insight into the other's experiences. You can also practice this in non-sexual settings. If you're in the mood for it, I'd like to get Chinese food tonight. If you're up for it, I want to go see a movie. If you're interested, I'm feeling like going climbing at the gym. Nobody is born knowing how to do this. Some of us are fortunate to have been taught or to have figured it out. But until we start creating and sharing useful and realistic tools, it doesn't matter how much we complain about the problem. People need solutions in order to let go of behaviors that don't work. So I invite you to give this a shot and see how it goes. After all, if there's a chance that it'll make talking with your partner about sex easier, if it might lead to your getting what you want, isn't that a marvelous incentive? End quote. I love this approach. I think it's fabulous. So in summary, the approach is an if-then sentence. For example, if you are interested, if you have the energy, if it sounds appealing to you, and then include a statement about your desires. I'd love to give you a massage this evening. It would turn me on to X, Y, Z. I've been fantasizing about X all week and I'd love to fill in the blank. I love this approach and I think it is so incredibly useful for all people to learn and use this way of making requests in and out of the bedroom. This framework does many things at once. Staying with the example of men asking women for sex of some variety, this framework protects your ego as it gives space for her to say no from the outset. You know that is an option as you ask. And there's beauty in giving her room to say yes or no, or suggest something else that she'd like to do instead. And I want to reiterate, if she says no but doesn't suggest something else, you can always ask if there's something else she'd like to do or experience instead. This approach is both gentle and direct. You are merely making an invitation in a respectful way and owning your own desires and expressing them. Many people find it incredibly sexy to hear about their lover's desires, to hear how they are wanted. This approach is a powerful way of sharing and inviting someone into a sexual encounter without demanding or pressuring them. How refreshing. I hope that this framework allows for you to be brave and make more invitations to your lover, and that hopefully you have more delicious experiences ahead. Do let us know how that goes. Thank you to Charlie Glickman for his wise, sensible words about sex in general. You can find him at makesexeasy.com, and you can find a link to his entire blog post on the show notes page for this podcast. This is podcast number 167, and you can find the tab for the podcast page on every page of our website over at pleasuremechanics.com. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more, sign up for our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. When you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from foreplay mastery to erotic spanking to prostate massage mastery, and you'll find them all at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Charlotte, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.